Our Modest Proposal Revisited by Anna Vaughn writes. In view of the many serious issues confronting our world, we have developed a proposal which we feel would have an immediate and beneficial effect, serving to at once resolve political and economic tensions and reduce carbon emissions, while providing us with a safe and abundant source of clean-burning natural gas. We highly recommend that the members of WEF immediately suicide themselves in accordance with their belief that we are facing worldwide overpopulation, human-caused climate change, and other evils perpetuated simply because the rest of us are living and working and breathing the air. And yes, our cows are farting. We feel that this generous act to remove themselves from the overburdened planet would be the most fruitful and least hypocritical thing that members of the WEF can do. Prior to arranging their funeral and memorial plans, we further suggest that all members of the WEF, both corporate and individual members, provide for the smooth transfer of all their individual and corporate wealth holdings to beneficiaries who are not related to them and who are engaged in philanthropic activities in their home countries or around the world. These gifts of all their worldly power and pelf to organizations and individuals who are actively seeking to promote peace and universal well-being will no doubt give these efforts a much-needed boost. Our suggestions concerning the means of the demise of the members of WEF include public and private options. Those who wish to impress others with the seriousness of the overpopulation problem might want to participate in their own public hanging, so that the onlookers are suitably convinced that members of the WEF are serious and committed to their beliefs. There are also hard and soft suicide options, thanks to the efforts of the Department of Defense. Cyanide pills, ricin injections, and similar conventional and fast-acting methods have been in use for over a century and they offer swift and certain results, while soft suicide methods allow the WEF members the option, more or less, to linger and die at a slower rate. COVID-19 injections and similar mRNA therapies have a 1 in 40,000 7-year survival rate according to the DoD's own research, indicating that they are a highly effective means of suicide, albeit often drawn out over a short period of years. This option might provide society with additional benefits, such as the opportunity to track the actual cause of death as each WEF member cashes in, and the development of death protocol horizon events data. Whatever means the WEF members choose, old-fashioned public hanging, or private poisoning via state-of-the-art designer injections, the world will certainly be a better and less populated place without them and without their corporations and without their pseudoscience and without their harmful and nonsensical ideas polluting future minds with dreams of world hegemony, non-existent bugaboos designed to support new taxation schemes to enrich their cronies, and similar evils that result from WEF members continuing to breathe. We agree that there are useless eaters in the world and consider all members of the WEF to be included in that category of singularly worthless human detritus, not that they are the only ones who should seriously consider suicide as the answer, not only the answer to their problems, mentally and emotionally, but also an end to many of the problems that the Earth is now suffering. Imagine how all our lives would be better without the WEF members creating problems? Without the WEF members corrupting malleable and impressionable young future leaders and finagling to get these stooges in place, we might hope that new leaders will emerge by a natural and organic process of proving leadership abilities and being elected, instead of a contrived mechanism akin to rigging a roulette table. Our proposal, that all WEF members suicide themselves immediately as a demonstration of their moral integrity and commitment to their cause, has many advantages beyond lessening their carbon footprint and putting an end to their self-serving lies. It would also cut down the reek of hypocrisy engulfing most of the world's legislative bodies and provide an example of right action for the members of the United Nations and those members of the U.S. Congress and British Parliament who are concerned about overpopulation and greenhouse gas. If these and other august bodies were to consider the efficacy of our proposal, they could join in a mass suicide event similar to the Jim Jones massacre. Everyone comes to a party, they all drink the Kool-Aid. We could have crews ready to process the resulting bodies, and be prepared to inter them in a mass grave set up as a methane generator, thereby providing a much-needed and inexpensive source of natural gas and reducing our dependence on fossil fuels. Unless you wish to consider some of the older members of these legislative bodies as fossils in their own right, of course. We understand that as a result of collaboration between the DoD and various federal agencies with WEF members, we are facing a huge multigenerational population collapse, which was already in fact occurring in most developed countries worldwide ever since the Second World War, but this selfless action by the WEF members would at least remove them from the remaining gene pool. We consider this to be an important point in our favor, as many WEF members are known libertines who have fathered multiple children out of wedlock and left the public to raise their abandoned waifs. The suicide of the WEF members would, then, also serve the purpose of preventing their intemperate breeding and proliferation of offspring. We have thought long and hard about our proposal and the likely impacts of a mass suicide of WEF members, and we can't think of a single downside. We conclude that we would all be a lot better off without them and without their corporations, too, so why not encourage them to end the lives they apparently loathe so much? They can assuage their guilt, put an end to their worries, reduce carbon dioxide emissions, and provide those who remain with clean energy. How beautiful is that?